John, we all of us have experienced the disappointment of looking forward to something, only to see that something fall short. In this vein, the nominees for the best example of a DVD release not realizing its greatest potential are Beavis and Butthead,
Ren and Stimpy.
And the winner of the best example of a DVD release not realizing its greatest potential is Ren and Stimpy.
Cat, still watching cartoons. Why, you're 3 years old. Do you know what that is in human years? Oh, listen to me, man. I'm your friend. Don't you know cartoons will ruin your mind? Look what it's done to your brain.
John, this was a close one, but Ren and Stimpy won by an ugly nose. Tell us about the disappointment that was the Ren and Stimpy release.
Well, here is an example, Jim, of bait and switch. We were baited with the promise of receiving some season one Ren and Stimpy shorts uncut and untampered with.
Yes.
And when they were delivered unto the public, the unsuspecting public, they were indeed edited. They were the edited versions that originally showed on Nick at Night.
Why did that happen?
Well, they confused their masters, apparently, but ever honest, loyal, and looking out for the fans of Ren and Stimpy, its creator, John Crisfalusi, proudly stepped up and told everybody, buy it anyway.
That seems slightly illogical, Captain.
It's extremely illogical because that's the whole problem with the release of some of these shows is their quality control in this area. They have to be more astute to releasing things uncut. We could sit here and talk for forever about that.
And actually, we are in a later category.
Really?
We're going to become even more expansive on this very issue.
Wow.